Well, the National Party leader Michael McCormick slapped down Barnaby Joyce's push for a coal-fired power plant yesterday, which has placed some of the Nats at odds with the Liberals, as we've just been discussing. And Michael McCormick's put down had a very personal touch to it.
I understand when you have a marriage that it's a two-way relationship. You don't always get what you want, but you have to work together to build better outcomes for your family. I understand that. I understand what it takes to have a successful marriage.
So that's Michael McCormick. Many wondering whether he was having a sly dig at Barnaby Joyce's high-profile marriage breakup last year. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. Hello, David.
Morning, Fran.
So Tim Wilson didn't want to talk about it much, but all the evidence seems to suggest the Libs and the Nats are still deeply split over this perennial problem of coal. Everyone's trying to sandbag their seats north and south. How do you see Scott Morrison and Michael McCormick managing the divisions that are on display now from Queensland, particularly regional Queensland, and inner city suburban seats? Can they be managed?
Well, it's very difficult to manage because you've got those Queenslanders looking after themselves, and you've got Victorian Liberals and New South Wales and, of course, Trevor Evans in Brisbane very much worried about their own seats. And so you're seeing different messages to different electorates, and I think that will continue, and it's very difficult for Scott Morrison to manage. I thought it very interesting yesterday that when he was asked about a Queensland coal-fired power project, his answer was all about, and these are his words, sustainable, renewable and reliable energy. He talked about Snowy 2.0. He did not talk about coal. The man who took a lump of coal into Parliament is not talking about a coal-fired power station in Queensland, and he's putting this emphasis on Snowy and renewables because that's a message that obviously resonates more with some of those Liberal seats. That's his way of managing it. Some of the pressure here has come because those Queensland Nationals have been waiting for a short list of projects that the federal government will underwrite. And they've been wanting to see a Queensland coal-fired power project on that shortlist.
And there's plenty of expectation that there were some on that shortlist.
Well, there are 66 proposals put to the government. 10 of them included or were in some way related to coal power. We don't know much more than that. And the frustration has been building among the Queensland Nationals. Michael McCormack's way to manage this tension has been to try this sort of unified approach, show unity. But the Queenslanders just want him to back them. And in a sense, I think some of the leadership tension has really come from the fact that the Nats want him to stand up for their push for coal-fired power much more strongly. You've been hearing him talking about, you know, making the marriage work. They just want him to back them. And so that means that these tensions are very difficult to manage and will continue.
And these tensions do surface within the Nats from time to time, and they often surface when the Nats are getting nervous about their fortunes in their electorate and they go for brand differentiation. Yesterday, of course, we had the news poll showing a big gap at the moment between the Coalition and Labor. How into this mix, Barnaby Joyce signalling he would like the leadership back. Presumably he's being encouraged in that by some, particularly from Queensland, who see that his recognition factor, he's the kind of voice that will cut through. He dubbed himself the elected Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, which of course he wasn't. What do you think? Do some believe that Barnaby Joyce is the National Party Messiah? Is he that? Or is he, a poison chalice to some?
Well, some of them do believe that. There's a small group within the Nationals party room that do back him. And no, he's not that. And I think his interview with you yesterday really raised a lot of eyebrows about the way in which he's conducting himself in public and whether he actually could be leader again. And I think it actually was a setback for him, that talk about being the elected Deputy Prime Minister. There wasn't a lot of support for him yesterday. Mind you, there's not a lot of vocal support from some of those leading Nationals for Michael McCormack either. And you find that...
Well, that's the problem. I mean, he's clearly not performing very strongly, Michael McCormack.
Yes, and they've got concerns about how he's performing, but they're very much divided. And I do not think that there are the numbers for Barnaby Joyce to become leader again. And he himself says that he is not in the business of trying to launch a spill before the election. All bets are off after the election, of course.
Of course. David Crowe, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Melbourne Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and one of our regular political commentators.